Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us, too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and, I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Oh, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we are jumping right back into week 9 of The Artist's Way, written by Julia Cameron. This week is about recovering a sense of compassion. And I love this quote she says about thinking of your talent as a young and skittish horse that you are bringing along. This horse is very talented, but it's also young and nervous and inexperienced. It is bound to make mistakes. It will be frightened by obstacles it has not seen before. It may even bolt or throw you off or feign an injury. Your job as a creative jockey is to keep your horse moving forward and to coax it into finishing the course. First, take a look at what jumps make your horse so skittish. You might find that certain obstacles are far more scary than others. An agent jump might frighten you more than the workshop jump. A review jump may be okay, while a rewrite jump scares your talent to death. Remember that in a horse race, there are other horses in the field. One trick a seasoned jockey uses is to place a green horse in the slipstream of an older, steadier, and more seasoned horse. You can do this too. Who do you know that has an agent? Ask them how they got one. Who do you know that has done a successful rewrite? Ask them how to do it. Do you know anyone who has survived a savage review? Ask them what they did to heal. Once we admit the need for help, the help arrives. The ego has always wanted to claim self-sufficiency. It would rather pose as a creative loner than ask for help, but ask anyway. I'll skip ahead to the next section about blasting through blocks, where she says, in order to work freely on a project, an artist must be at least functionally free of resentment or anger and resistance, fear, which basically means that any buried barriers must be aired out before the work can proceed. The same holds true for any buried payoffs to not working. Blocks are seldom mysterious. They are instead recognizable artistic defenses against what is perceived as a hostile environment. Whether it is or not. She reminds us that our inner artist is a creative child, so it'll sulk, it'll throw temper tantrums, it'll hold grudges, it'll harbor irrational fears. Like most children, it is afraid of the boogeyman or the dark, and basically any adventure that isn't safely scary. So it becomes your job to coax your inner artist out to play or work because it's safe to do so. You have to be a guardian, a brother, a sister, a warrior, a mother, a companion who isn't afraid to ask questions and dig around. She says, beginning any new project, it's a good idea to ask your artist a few simple questions. Those questions are, 1, list any resentments or anger that you have in connection with this project. It doesn't matter how petty or picky or irrational your resentment may appear to your adult self. To your artist child, these are big deals, grudges. 2, ask your artist to list any and all fears about the projected piece of work and or anyone connected to it. Again, these fears can be dumb or petty, as would any child's fear. It doesn't matter if they're groundless to your adult eye. 3 is to ask yourself if that's it. Dig around for any lingering fears that you might have connected to the concept, resistance that may be less obvious from first glance. 4, ask yourself what you stand to gain by not doing this piece of work. Some examples are, if I don't write the piece, no one can hate it, or if I don't write the piece, then I can continue to criticize other people who are doing their piece. And 5 says to make your deal. The deal might be, okay, creative force, you take care of the quality, I'll take care of the quantity. She says to sign the deal and post it. Her tasks for this week are to go back and read your morning pages. This process is best undertaken with 2 colored markers, one to highlight insights and another to highlight actions needed. You're not doing this to judge the pages or yourself. This is really important. Yes, there will be boring pages. Yes, there will be painful pages. Consider it a map. Take this as information, not an indictment. Take stock. Who have you consistently been complaining about? What are you procrastinating on? What blessedly have you allowed yourself to change or accept? And take heart. Many of us notice an alarming tendency towards black and white thinking. He's terrible. He's wonderful. I love him. I hate him. It's a great job. It's a terrible job. And so on and so forth. But don't be thrown by that. Your journal was a free place to write, and that's exactly what you did. The next step is to acknowledge. The pages have allowed us to vent without self-destruction, to plan without interference, and to complain without an audience. They also allowed us to dream without restriction, and to get to know our own minds. Give yourself credit for undertaking them. Give them credit for the changes and growth they have fostered. The next task is to visualize. She reminds us that we've already done the work with naming our goal and identifying True North. The following exercise asks us to fully imagine having our goal accomplished. She wants you to spend enough time filling in the juicy details that would really make an experience wonderful for you. You start this task by naming your goal. In the present tense, describe yourself doing it at the height of your power. This is your ideal scene. Read it aloud to yourself and post it in your work area and read it aloud daily. For the next week or so, collect actual pictures of yourself and combine them with collages from magazines or ideal printouts from the places or the things that you described above. Because seeing is believing, and the added visual cue of your real self in the ideal scene can make it far more real. The third suggested task for this week is priorities. List for yourself your creative goals for the year, and then list for yourself the creative goals for the month, and then list your creative goals for the week. The fourth task is about creative U-turns, and she asks you to name one of yours. Name 3 more if you have them, but name the one that really affects you, and then forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for every failure of nerve, of timing, of initiative. Devise a personalized list of affirmations to help you do better in the future. And very, very gently, consider whether any abandoned or sabotaged brain children can be rescued. You are not alone. All of us have taken creative U-turns. Choose one, and then retrieve it and mend it, and U-turn on the U-turn, and then start recognizing where you might be ebbing towards a creative U-turn in the now. Instead, notice your resistance. Notice when things feel too difficult or stupid or pointless or obvious, and then do them anyway. What creative dreams are lurching towards possibility? Admit that they frighten you. And then choose something that you have a protective fondness over, like a little figurine or a wind-up toy or a doll or a stuffed animal or something, as your artist totem. Give the totem a place of honor, and then honor it by respecting your inner child and letting that serve as a reminder to do so. There's a quote on the side of this chapter. There's several, but I skip most of them. This one by John Holt, though, is, "We learn to do something by doing it. There is no other way." Tomorrow, we'll jump into week 10. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.